Nat Mulkey is a fourth-year medical student at Boston University's School of Medicine. Nat is absorbing a similar lesson from a patient and shows a real willingness to listen and learn. Here is Letter Concerning My Patient's Feet. Dear patient, I know you saw my hesitation when you asked for socks. I looked at your feet. They were cracked and yellow. Tense, cold skin pulled over worn bones, the nails long and curled with an abundance of material underneath. Transparently, my face probably displayed the word in my mind, gross. I have thought a lot about your feet since then. You asked the physician to take a look under your socks. Something in your big toe aches and oozes. His bare fingers yank off your sock, and pieces of skin fall to the side as the doctor gently touches your wounded toe. It bleeds. I am not a Christian, but I am familiar with the story. Jesus washed the feet of his disciples. This Son of God, prophet, king, took dirty feet in his bare hands and scrubbed. Skin falls into gray water, which his hands enter over and over again to complete the task. His fingers move between your toes, and sandy dirt gives way. Your feet have a history, they eagerly want to tell me. They have painstakingly carried a load every day, making sure to keep it balanced. They are flexible, too, and can bend their load ever so softly, ensuring all remains upright. Some days are heavier than others. Quick? Oh, boy, they have been. Ran miles and miles back in the day, faster than any of those other feet. But it was more than what they could do. Look at us, they said. We are unarguably elegant. Our nails have been decorated with shiny polish and matted clay. Our ankle has donned everything from a small beaded chain to skin indentations from fresh socks. Mom grabbed us when we were small and new, held our toes to her lips, and kissed each one. A lover's warm palms have pushed the muscles to release. We have been called cute. I am sorry I did not listen to your feet when we first met and decided their worth so quickly. But their story has imprinted on me, and I stand in their shadow, waiting to wash them. Best, Nat Mulkey.